All right, so this is part three. It's February, whatever the date was. We're with Jimmy Jordan Jr. And Jimmy has just mentioned Roy Klinger. What do you remember about Roy?
Roy, before he went in the service, he worked for my dad. And he drove truck to some quarries that my dad had in here in Arizona.
What were they quarrying?
Flagstone.
Sandstone. Flagstone. Yeah,
flagstone,
yeah.
Flagstone, rainbow flagstone. It had the rainbows in it.
Wow.
And Roy, I got to ride with Roy in the trucks.
How old were you?
Oh, 10, 11.
Okay.
Maybe 9, I don't know.
All right.
And we'd come to Arizona and load up flagstone, take it back to Los Boulder City.
And then sell it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, but Roy, Dad had a gas station and junkyard and repair shop at Railroad Pass.
Which is kind of halfway to Vegas from Boulder City?
To Henderson.
To Henderson, okay.
Yes. On top of the hill.
Okay.
Railroad Pass is a casino. Well, his dad owned that, and his dad was a workhorse son of a gun.
This is Roy Klinger's dad.
And Roy had to work every day.
Wow.
In that junkyard and repair business. And he could run a lathe, he could weld. He's quite a man.
Nice.
And of course he was adventurous, he got with my dad and they did things together. And my dad was too old to take me hunting or shooting, but Roy would. And that's, so I got with Roy and I got to gun safety and guns and reloading and shooting different things.
Nice.
Because we could shoot lizards and birds and all kinds of stuff on the quarry.
And where would you go hunting? Were you like
on the quarry?
Going for deer, or were you going for?
We can't say.
Okay.
There's no season.
Okay.
So, but Ray was one of my mentors in the shooting world and different things.
Nice.
And he got with my dad, and my dad taught him the basics of boat operations and how to make boats go sideways and be in a 30-mile current, stay in one place. And my dad taught him how to do that. And
nice.
That's how he got the job of running the Disney photo booth.
So this was 1959, and Roy was one of Doc's crew. Doc was hired by Disney to hire all the boat pilots and arrange all the boats, and Disney built a couple, three boats, and they pulled one or two of their boats out back from the mothballs from the 1953 trip through Grand Canyon. They were called the amazing names of 1, 2, and 3. This is Roman numeral, you know. And so Roy was the film boat pilot.
Yes.
And he somehow got crosswise with Doc on that trip.
Well, I'm quite sure it was Roy's ability to run two outboards, and Doc couldn't.
Okay.
So, I think Doc, even when he had two outboards in his Smith crafts, run them like a Chris craft.
Which was his first boat through the Grand Canyon was a Chris craft.
Great rides.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Roy was Miller, very, very talented. Mm. But he was, you can see where he'd have trouble with Doc, or Doc would have trouble with him. He's pretty set in his ways.
Okay, fair enough.
That's about, I don't know about Roy.
What did he go on to do?
Roy?
Yeah.
Married some bombshell and moved to Raurica, California.
Okay.
And then I knew his sister, both of his sisters. And I kept in touch with them over that. And then some one day in Boulder City with a Cadillac convertible, and that was the last I saw him.
Oh.
And then he passed on.
Hmm.
I don't know what from her, but he's in Raurica, California.
Okay. So that's not Eureka. What's the name of the town in California?
Raurica?
Raurica. Okay.
Eureka?
Eureka. Yeah, there's Eureka, California.
Okay. Northern part of California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I know about it.
Okay, okay. Hmm, nice. Yeah, because I never knew what happened to him after that 59 trip.
Well, he helped me. I had a 55 Thunderbird, and I put a 427 Harmon Moody on it, and really helped me do that.
Nice. That must have been fun.
Well, it was fun. It was very fast, but it was not a good handling car.
Well, that's the way those things go. You know, when you crank something up like that, there's always something else that kind of says, wait a minute, I didn't handle for this. Huh. Huh. Very fun. Well, thanks for telling me about Roy.
Yeah, he's quite a man.
Nice. Nice. All right, I'm going to turn this thing back off again.